Estevan. The Estevan Public Youth Center, EPYC, a nonprofit organization that was started in 2019 to provide extracurricular activities and engagement opportunities for local youths, is now seeking community support to be able to grow the program offerings and establish a more sustainable operation. The center is in need of financial support, as well as a bigger and more sustainable volunteer and board base. Previously, they reached out to the United Way Estevan, which they are a community impact partner with, in hopes of receiving some additional support and eventually becoming one of their member agencies. We've now received our charity status, so now, what we're seeking is that sustainability piece, said EPYC treasurer and volunteer Michelle Walsh. We have some brand new, great programming partnerships, so we are looking for not only sustainable donations and grant funding but also the volunteer base and some fresh board members to get behind the EPYC youth sector. And it's not always easy when you're in the middle of operations and sustaining the not-for-profit to find that. We're putting a call out because the community has been supportive in the past with the efforts to begin the center, and we want to keep that going. We are looking at the strategic longevity of the youth center itself. EPYC has been working with a local strategic planner, and now they reached the next stage in their development. Walsh said it also ties into the mental health awareness for youth since COVID-19. We are looking at giving a more inclusive and accessible place for the youth because our current funding and our current volunteer base can only offer a few programs, Walsh added. The EPYC currently has one full-time employee, and they are open several nights a week and some weekends. Ideally, the board would like EPYC to be available to the youth in the community 6 to 7 days a week. We want to give the youth in our community a bigger place to thrive, a safe, inclusive, accessible place, Walsh said. The ones that are accessing it right now have definitely come a long way. But kids are always growing older. The participation went up over the summer months and into the fall, and remained at that level through the winter. Walsh noted they have a number of families asking for more evening programming. But there are many more youths that could benefit from the center, so the board hopes interest and awareness will keep growing. We don't want the EPYC to be just a niche market, Walsh said. The EPYC board works with other youth centers in Saskatchewan, learning from them. One of the projects that saw success was the EPYC Youth Closet, an event in which families could come in and purchase clothes for $1 apiece, with all clothing being donated. Walsh said, that was a huge resource for a lot of families. And they want to keep growing that and other resources. Along with community partners, they are currently working on future programming and welcome any feedback and suggestions from the residents. We have to have a plan. So, we're dialing in with some great partners on what our programming for the future looks like. After that, we are going to start seeking our grants or donations. And then from there, we'll start seeking more volunteers and the board and sustainable jobs as well. Right now, EPYC can only have one employee. So we've put it out to potentially get some summer students and just keep growing that, Walsh said. She noted that outside the support from the United Way Estevan, they had a lot of donations from local businesses. With sponsorship and help from the Estevan Canets, they also ran their inaugural cornhole tournament and fundraiser last year and plan on doing it again this April. We have had great community support, and now we're asking the community to continue to support us. And another big ask is getting the awareness out into the community, Walsh said. We want volunteers, we want new board members, we want the community's ideas, and we want the community awareness of the center itself. As soon as possible, we're very positive about the vision and the direction of the center, we just need those missing pieces of the funding and the people, all of that to come into place. It is such an integral part for the youth that are utilizing it right now. We have a 0 to 5 and 6 to 11 programming. But after that, there isn't a lot for those kids who maybe don't play sports, or maybe aren't involved in a bunch of extracurriculars. EPYC is an all-inclusive place, and even kids that are involved in extracurriculars enjoy and utilize the center. The EPYC is located at 1104 6th Street. For its hours of operation and programming, check the Estevan Public Youth Center Inc. Facebook page and stop by to learn more about their activities. We are excited with the support that the community has already provided for EPYC, and we're excited to see the longevity at where EPYC is headed. We have great people on board right now. We're just asking for more. And in typical Estevan fashion, everybody is always so great in our community with supporting the initiatives, so we're putting it out into the community, we need a little bit of support with this initiative. And we'll get all hands on deck. To support the not-for-profit, volunteer, join the board or discuss any ideas and suggestions, reach out to Walsh through the center's messenger or at info@thepic.ca.